Some people think they're God.
N-I-L.
You're going to see more transfers, more mistakes made in recruiting.
Big Chris Drew.
You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families.
Chris Drew, Daddy.
Let them be commit 100 times.
Texas A&M bought their players.
We bought every player on this group. When people show you who they are, believe it.
All the NIL did was made it legal for student athletes to get paid. Because this has been going on for the longest time. And then the really big school came in and built a damn house around the microwave and refrigerator.
They did.
A baseball card.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden, Coach Saban, Texas A&M, every guy they got. So you mean to tell me the man that signed more 5-4 and 5-star recruits than everybody went there because they love Alabama?
Oh, man, it's Chris's Corner. It's Thursday. What, Thursday the first? Fuck yeah, that means it's officially a game day. I got my guy, fellow locker boy, my guy Zeke in the building. If you don't know, me and Zeke been chopping it up on Spaces for quite some time now, talking recruiting, talking all things Ohio State, talking all things kind of college football. We've gone toe-to-toe with some of the most ignorant and best fan bases. We've gone toe-to-toe with Miami. We've gone toe-to-toe with all of them, but honestly, I'm just excited to have you in a setting that's a little bit more tame. We're talking a little bit about sports. First off, Doc, I want to ask you, who do you have winning today, West Virginia or Pitt?
Oh, well, first and foremost, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dude, I'm going to go Pitt. I like their defense.
Do you?
Yep.
I have an invested interest in this game, to be honest, bro, because Desmond Howard picked Pitt to make the playoffs. And so, like, in my heart of hearts, like, I would love the Daniels to beat them down.
Oh, I did not know that. Dang, you changed my mind.
Yeah, that was so quick. It's the battle of the backup USC quarterbacks because Keaton Slovis is starting for Pitt and our guy JT Daniels is starting for West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and then Keaton Slovis went on Snapchat. They got a video of him saying, "Fuck West Virginia."
So, yeah, in front of everybody, the cheerleaders, everybody. That was awesome.
That was bold, man. Bold. It already made its way to the locker room. Oh, but I'm glad you picked West Virginia with me. I'm glad I got to sway you over there. I just want to dunk on Desmond Howard because you know how Zach is so fucking funny. Like, Zach is so funny, and if Desmond on, he will be the first one to windmill reverse it. So I'm here for it. All right, bro. In a different world, some SEC recruiting news. Desmond, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, so I'll let you take it away.
I just go Desmond Yu.
Yeah, Desmond Yu. Okay, Desmond Yu. There's a lot of drama surrounding his recruitment, which is funny because it's the kid that doesn't really he isn't around drama.
No, not at all.
Drama in his recruitment got weird because like some people were relaying wrong information, and there were some Twitter spaces that he kind of talked about the infamous birth of the locker boys visit where he just said it was a little unorganized, which I think everyone can agree that should be no surprise. It got taken out of context. And then there was so he committed to South Carolina.
Yep.
Like pretty recently. And anybody that knew anything knew that was coming.
Yep.
Then there was an article from someone in Ohio State saying that, that Ohio State cooled on him because of what because he was trashing the program in Twitter spaces.
That is not true.
I just want to debunk that right now. So while you're here, you were in the space with Desmond.
Yeah.
Just talk about what happened and what the relationship was looking like around that time period.
So I tweeted something out very briefly, talked about all the misses from Ohio State and that from that weekend, you know, Tack was in there and he liked it out of nowhere. He was one of the guys that liked it. I'm like, oh, that's weird. So we were in the Twitter space. Cam was running it. So I invited him, and this man just showed up and was like, you know how these kids talk about programs?
Yeah.
You didn't get that vibe from about Ohio State. You got that vibe about South Carolina. And
that's fair. Some kids connect better with certain coaches and certain programs.
And he has family from South Carolina. Majority of his family is from South Carolina. You know, how we landed Garrett Wilson, that's how I felt like kind of how South Carolina got him. In play. So at that moment, South Carolina was leading. It was nothing Ohio State. And, you know, there's a bunch of reporters that slid in our DMs asking questions and all that stuff, you know, wanted to get this story, quote unquote, but there was no story. The kid just said the truth. He discussed the conversation. He said what his top four was, where he was feeling. His best friend followed him. I don't know, 30 minutes later after he left the space. And we're like, where's Desmond going? He's like, he's going to South Carolina. We're like, all right. Locker boy, crystal ball, Desmond to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And that was on, I don't even know, a month and a half ago. And then these people want their clicks. So what do? They create this narrative that this kid was trashing the program. He did not do that. He's a class act, got all the respect in the world for him. I'm going to root for him when he's at South Carolina.
Yeah, class act, really smart kid. And honestly, talk like, I don't want to stay on it too much because I know it is a sensitive subject. LJ just missed. Like, that's it. LJ didn't connect with the kid and he missed. The kid is a really elite defensive end. And we didn't get him. And then there was this idea that it was because it was a culture fit. It was none of that. Super intelligent kid, good culture kid. He simply came in and told the truth. He said that the visit was just a little bit unorganized. Absolutely. And nobody came back to rebuttal and push back on that. I know Alex Gleitman did that pump up article because they're trying to get credentials back. You know, that's how media works. But nobody pushed back on the fact that it was a little bit unorganized. And it's not like he said, like, fuck Ohio State, program's trash, fans trash, the colors suck. Just like it was unorganized because there were a lot of kids, and that's fair because this is one that Mark Pantoni wasn't as involved with in the past.
Absolutely. And you know, he made that comment, there was a kid staying back, and that was another LJ miss, right? John Walker was the kid that stayed in the room. So that you go 0-2 in that weekend for LJ, that's pretty rough in that situation.
Yeah, no. I agree. I definitely agree. But hopefully, you know, Saturday DJ's gonna be there, Keon Keeley's gonna be there. What are you hearing about this weekend, Zeke? Man, Zeke's really plugged in, like really tapped in on the recruit side. What are you looking forward to seeing, and who do you want them to kind of push to get some commits with this weekend?
So I got two guys that I think Ohio State leads for. Right now, the big one that I think they're ahead in a significant margin, Mateo.
For Mateo. Yeah, my bad. I called him DJ. I meant to call him Mateo. I'm tired.
Mateo is – I think here in the next 90 days, Ohio State gets a commitment from Mateo. Mm-hmm. I think the other guy they lead for is Damian Wilson. So two
really the other five-star defensive lineman?
Other two five-star DNs. If you want to close this class and Larry needs that splash, two great guys at the end. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that two guys. And I know Keon Keeley's there. I don't have Ohio State in the lead there. Actually, I don't even have Ohio State in the second at Keon Keeley. I think Florida overtook Ohio State there. So Ohio State going into an official visit for Keon Keeley is running third.
Okay, that's fair. You think of Florida's two or one for
two.
Keon Keeley?
Two A or 1A, 1B between Florida and Bama. Okay. He grew up a Florida fan. His whole room at one point in time was decked out in Florida stuff.
It's hard to beat that.
Yeah, but the other hand, saving is that last visit.
He does, dude. He does. Dude, it's crazy, man. I always talk about the state of Florida and how talented they are. Like Keon Keeley's from Florida. I think they have 8 5 stars in this class, which, dog, is an absurd number. Like, Texas only has 5. Georgia has 1. Cali has, like, 6 or 7.
Hey, we're going to get one of those D linemen from Florida that's a 5-star. Damian Wilson. I think he'll be a Buckeye.
You got him in? Confidence level in that locker combination, 1 to 10. That's what we're gonna call it. We're gonna call it a combination prediction.
All right, combination prediction. I got him at 5.
At a 5, okay. Watch out, Will Fong, because my boy's got him at a 5. Man, do you worry about how many kids are coming up on this visit? 60 kids. 60.
Here's why not. I do not worry about it. I am worried about it during the off season. During the season, not so much, because the fans of Ohio State, we're psychopaths. We are the it factor that has everything going in that situation. So I do not have the worries. But next year, if I hear about a big recruiting weekend in the off season, I am worried.
Yeah. I remember Clemson a couple years ago. I don't know if they still do it. They would do like the private, really, really small kind of the elite of the elite. They would bring them out for their official visit, and that's kind of how they landed kids. And it was mostly reserved for like commits and then one or two extras to kind of get them to kind of buy into the Clemson love. So I would like that kind of visit moving forward, like a smaller scale one. And additionally, I don't worry too much about the 60 kids because, in all honesty, like, on game day in particular, there's not as much of a demand on the coaches. Like, the kids are mostly going there for the game, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, So you just worry less because there isn't that need to like show them this much love. The kids know it's game day. And then the game day, it's tough to get a lot of attention from the coaches. So it's just big. 60 kids, man. How many of them do you think actually takes for Ohio State? Aren't the two kids from Shamada Madonna coming up?
Yeah, they are.
JJ and JoJo.
Yep. So Jeremiah Smith and JoJo Trader.
Who do you think's a better receiver?
Oh, dude, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, if you want to watch AJ Green play, watch Jeremiah Smith. So
that's a big deal. I heard Ohio State likes JoJo more at corner.
Yep. I don't like that situation because I feel a lot more confident if he's a wide receiver recruit coming to Ohio State than a corner recruit coming to Ohio State. If he does play corner in college, he will be at Miami.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, it's funny because like Ohio State doesn't operate like that. Like they won't take a kid at wide receiver just to turn him into a corner. Like some schools will operate like that. You know who operates like that?
Who is that?
Bama.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Bama brought Diggs in as a wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
They knew damn well he was going to play corner. They knew damn well.
There's a couple guys that did that too.
They tried to do it to Ohio's very own Caden Saunders.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when Ohio State didn't offer him, he was like the number 89 player in the country. Wide receiver, talented kid, fast kid. And they offered him as wide receiver. And remember, Ohio State wouldn't offer him.
Yeah, they had a really good recruiting class at that situation.
Yeah, well, they only liked him at corner.
Yeah, him and Styles, right, together.
Mm-hmm. They would have only taken them as corners, and then like Bama came in and said, "We'll take you as wide receiver," knowing damn well that as soon as he got to campus, they were going to be like, "Try that defensive side on."
Yeah.
So no, I think Jeremiah is probably the number one wide receiver in the country, and we must lead for him. I know Miami fans feel like they're going to get him, but how confident are you that Jeremiah Smith ends up as a Buckeye?
Seven.
7 out of 10?
7 out of 10.
Okay, click, 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 click. Do you think we can see a commitment shortly after his visit to Columbus?
So talking to a couple sources, yeah. I feel like Jeremiah is going to take maybe two more visits after it, and right before the season ends is when the commitment will pop.
Okay. You think he has Miami on kind of a trial period, or you think he's kind of got his mind made up? He's just like doing his due diligence.
I think he's giving him love because he's from there.
Yeah, I want to be respectful to Mario. Yeah,
exactly. But I don't. I think he's a Buckeye.
Okay, that is fair. Shamada Madonna plays American Heritage in like 3 weeks, bro.
Yep, and we got a big time matchup.
3 weeks, big time matchup. We got obviously Fagan. At one point, Fagan wanted to be a Buckeye, according to someone I talked to, and I think you probably had the same thing. But there were some worries about what position he could play at Ohio State if he was top end elite enough to play at Ohio State. Obviously, it's not like he ended up at Bama. I mean, he ended up at what? NC State.
Yep, at North Carolina State.
Mm-hmm. So it's like okay, like that one. That one I'm okay with. You know what I did? You know what I really hate, Zeke?
What's that, Chris?
When we give guys non-committable offers and then like we like try to hold them off and then they end up at a place like Bama.
Oh, dude, grinds my gears.
Sean Murphy.
Oh, dude, he was supposed to be a one-down linebacker, right? He can only play first down, and he's a five-star going to Bama. Drives me crazy.
Drives me insane. I, you know, that's one that I really struggle forgiving Al Washington for.
Absolutely. He wanted to be a Buckeye.
Oh, so he bad, bro. Him and CJ Hicks were tight. Like, the flirtation was so real, and he turned that boy center to Bama.
Can you imagine what Jim Knowles can do with him right now?
Oh, bro. That would make the Tackett Curtis miss like significantly less painful.
Ooh, you brought up that name. We got to talk about it.
Yes, sir, bro. Jim Knowles was on Tackett Curtis for 2 years. For anyone that I haven't explained the situation because I don't have advanced knowledge on it. I know you do. What went wrong with Tackett Curtis?
I think there were some reasons why how he wanted to play. I think it caught me off surprise, honestly. Ohio State was leading by a wide margin. Wisconsin was two. USC was running in the back. You know, they were back of the bus. They were not even close. And NIL was involved. We get that. You know, they showed them the city, and it's hard to say no to LA. But
it doesn't even seem like an LA kid, or am I tripping?
He does not. He seems like
honestly, Midwestern hard. I'm trying not to be racist or anything.
I thought he was going to go to Arkansas. He seems like an Arkansas kid.
Yeah. he's from Louisiana.
Yeah. So it just took me by surprise big time because there was so much talent for him in the way Jim Knowles plays his defense with those exotic blitzes. He's fast, you know, comes in hot. And that's where the issue is. Tack Curtis likes to lead with his head down quite a bit. That is going to be a problem for him at the next level. He does not get called for it because he is such a great player. So I'm wondering if that conversation happened a lot more significantly now and he kind of cooled off from Jim Knowles, but Jim Knowles and him are back in touch. Let's just put it that way.
They're back in touch. He's not coming for the Notre Dame game, is he?
No, he is not. He will not be there. But I would not be surprised if he made it a visit to Ohio State for a football game.
Do you think if we get him in for a visit, you think he flips?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if he shows up for a visit, it's over. He'll be a Buckeye.
I am watching him right now, man. He does some, our guy Corey was right in the spaces. He said that Tackett Curtis makes every tackle like it's his last play ever playing football.
Absolutely.
Dude. He's almost a D-cleat dude.
Absolutely. I don't know like if he's going to be done at college level if he keeps playing the way he is.
You know what it reminds me of? And I don't want to make the comparison, but like that kind of like playing with reckless abandonment and always getting hurt. Bro, who Justin Flo.
Yep.
Justin Flo plays so hard and really tries to blast people every single time he hits somebody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And he hasn't been able to play a healthy season.
No, he has not. And I think Oregon game is I know I'm wrong on this, but it feels like the Oregon game is going to be his like fifth game he's ever played at college.
Facts. he was one of the most hyped linebackers I've ever seen when in high school. And then it was injury after injury after injury.
Dude, every website had him, the next Ray Lewis, and we have not seen him play.
Yeah, he's been benched. I mean, we were robbed of a full season of him and Tibbs. That'd have been crazy.
Absolutely.
That'd have been absolutely crazy. So how confident do you feel that we can flip Tackett Curtis?
It all depends on that visit. I have it at a two right now. That they get the visit.
Did USC take the lead?
Their NIL is really good. Their presentation of the NIL is really good, but we've been hearing some really bad things about the NIL. So
that's what I'm saying. Like Jordan Addison, maybe there's some smoke with him not getting what he needed. Mario Williams, Brian Hartline sent a text to somebody talking about Mario Williams didn't get any of the promises he needed. So
I don't know. So I'm intrigued. We'll see. They also, a lot of people sold when anti-recruiting Ohio State because they were saying, hey, you know, Jim Knowles has never developed a linebacker. Hey, Jim Knowles has not put any money in the league. Mm-hmm. And if we show some flashes, it's over. Jim Knowles will be the next great linebacker coach that people are going to come play for.
My big thing is like, I think part of the reason you start Tommy and Steele instead of getting those young guys in there. First of all, I mean, I think they're closest to game ready. But I think Jim Knowles can turn both those guys into draft picks. And if you do that, immediately all the questions go away.
Yeah, yep, done. If they get drafted in the first five rounds, it's over.
It's over. Because Tommy Eichenberg had a game last year. He was getting clowned on Twitter the entire week for not having a single tackle. Do you remember that?
Hey, I feel bad for the man. He needs some loving. That man needs some true loving.
No, you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, man, where do you got him going?
I got Tommy as an All-American.
Hell, there we go.
I think Tommy could play. But, man, it's crazy because, like Tommy is not a bad linebacker. But you know what really doomed him? And I hate to say it. He's coming on the heels of Tough Borland.
Another white guy playing linebacker covering Devontae Smith.
Exactly. He never stood a chance. Tough Borland got beat up so bad that people don't remember Pete Warner for being an all-time great, like a really great linebacker.
Phenomenal. I mean, look like what he's doing in the NFL.
He was a first-team all-rookie for the Saints.
Yep.
He started he was on the field every snap. He rolled back to safety for the Saints sometimes, too. Like, he's a baller. But because he was white and played at the same time as Tough Borland, he got brought down.
Yeah. And yeah, man, that was, I wonder if his draft grade got hurt because of it.
Absolutely. 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 So no, I really think Tommy's going to be a really, I mean, so what, I don't know if you caught this, but Knowles said that Tommy has been able to pick up his scheme faster than anybody and more efficiently than anybody he's ever coached.
I saw that. He said he could be better than, correct me if I'm wrong, Martinez?
Malcolm Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. Okay, yep.
And Malcolm Rodriguez was a dual threat quarterback when he got a two-star kid. And Malcolm Rodriguez looks like he's going to start for the Detroit Lions.
That's awesome. Yeah, they had a kid from Florida get cut. Wants to replace. So that's amazing. I think he's big. He's 6'3". He's a big boy, plays fast. I mean, that play in the practice from
he cleared through traffic and cleaned Buddy.
Cleaned him. I mean, you saw physically. So I you know what I'm really excited about to see? I'm excited. The scheme is one thing, but the physical aspect of the game where those guys had pads on, you know, I watched that Cade Stover this morning again interview, and he says we had pads on the whole time. You know, people were hitting it second day, like, and 14th day the same. So I'm really excited to see how that all plays out.
Yeah, and I really think if you turn Tommy and Steele into draft picks, now I think Steele's going to have a huge year as well. He just does everything right. He's so fast. He's so athletic. I mean, Tommy's an athlete too, don't get it wrong. But like Steele's like kind of a different type of build. He's a little longer. And I heard hearing Cade Stover describe him as slippery. Really, yeah. Like that meant something to me. Because so often last year, Zeke, how often like we were getting stuck on blocks. So hearing someone describe someone who can get in the backfield and is a very good athlete as slippery means to me that backfield.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm really excited to watch those guys play. Phenomenal athletes.
I am geeking about that. Do you have any more recruiting tidbits you want to dig into a little bit, Zeke? I don't want to put you on the spot like this.
A name I'm watching really closely on the offensive side of the ball. I think overall Ohio State's close to being done with that. Is Bo Hewley, offensive tackle committed to Georgia currently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching that very closely. If he shows up for the Notre Dame game, like expected, rumors a little bit swirling around, that will be very interesting because they just got another guy named Freely at Georgia. I think he was a 35th overall recruit playing offensive tackle. They both want to be the next left tackle. They don't want to be a right tackle.
That's interesting. And Bo Hewley, that's a big kid. That's like your typical Georgia tackle. They always have like those big SEC tackles is what I call him. He could sneak into this Notre Dame visit. The cool thing about this weekend, because there's going to be 60 kids there, Zeke, like a kid that is committed elsewhere could kind of get in there and kind of get lost in the fray, like nationally. Absolutely. Maybe we'll forget to talk about him because we're going to talk about the five-star ends that are going to be there. Keeley, Damian Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, Mateo, we're going to talk about those kids. So if he comes up, then it's like green light time. And I haven't heard too much about Fry being a relentless recruiter in this cycle. But everything I've heard from Zach is that he is a really relentless recruiter. Yeah,
absolutely. So, I mean, he came in and closed on Luke Montgomery. There was a debate that he might go to Michigan. There was real smoke there. And he closed on him really fast. He got the guys in the state. One guy was supposed to go to Notre Dame, got him to Ohio State. He is a good recruiter. People are not giving him love because it's not a splash. But, you know, some of those splash guys got a couple million-dollar deals. So, you know, there's some NIL behind that. I think if they get in – and the reason I'm excited about the Bo Hewley commitment, he is Jelani's teammate. Jelani Thurman, the tight end. Yep, he is his teammate. So that's what I'm really excited in watching that, how it all that plays out.
That means something. Is Jelani, is he coming up for the Notre Dame game as well?
I think so. I think he should be there.
I mean, I lose track of all these kids that are going. I mean, there's 60 of them. it's freaking 60. The youngest one that's supposed to be coming up is that Malachi Toney kid, 2026 wide receiver.
Baller.
Kids again. Baller. Plays for American Heritage. And I was talking to a coach down there, and he said that those three freshman receivers they have – are so, so advanced. Three of their top four receivers are freshmen. The only one that's not one of their top that's not a freshman is Brandon Ennis. Doug, wow. American Heritage is so loaded.
Stacked. I mean, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, obviously Fletcher plays for them, Fagan plays for them, Brown plays for them. They got those three receivers. I mean, they are freaking stacked. Dog, they really need to put that Shamadon Madonna game when they go play American Heritage on TV. I need it on TV.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I want to watch that Jeremiah Smith versus Damari Brown.
Yeah.
I need to see that because I'm going to be screaming at the top of my lungs for Damari Brown to be at Ohio State if he plays well in that game.
Yeah. For people that are connected to Ohio State that are listening, go get Damari Brown.
Please.
Stop fucking around. Brian Harlan already told you. Stop fucking around and go get the kid because, look, Zeke, this is what's going to happen. If that kid locks up one of those two, either JoJo or Jeremiah, guess what's going to happen? He's going to shoot up the board.
Yeah,
Bama's going to get in on him because Bama gets in on everybody. Miami's going to come knocking at the door. Everyone's going to be pushing super, super heavy to either keep or get him in the class. And then it's going to be like, damn, he's going to roll with the school that showed him love the longest. And unfortunately, it has not been Ohio State to this point.
Yeah. His top four right now are Miami, Florida State, Clemson, and Alabama.
Yeah, we're not even in there.
Yeah, we got to get into – I think he's 6'2 now.
Six two, 195.
Yeah, I think he'd be a perfect replacement for Dijon Johnson.
Perfect. And maybe the redo at Ryan Watts. Ryan Watts with some hips.
Man, I can't talk about that. I already got blocked by that man.
By Ryan?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm sorry, bro. You know what I'll forever wonder? I'm going to spend this whole season thinking about Craig Young.
Hey, Craig, I love Craig Young, and he had a business decision because he's a family man and he has a kid. Mm-hmm. So he had to take some playing time. I get it. They were trying too much with him. Safety, linebacker, slot corner. Like,
just put him at the Sam.
Put him anywhere. Like, let him make plays.
Like, damn, we literally watched Pete Warner go out there and play that position. The position didn't need invented.
Yeah, so he – freak of an athlete. I'm rooting for the kid. I can't wait to watch him play. I think he'll ball out. He'll beat Texas again this year. Really excited to watch him happen.
I hope so, man. I hope so. And I hope Boog is crying. But honestly, bro, like Craig Young is 6'4 and ran a sub 1100 meter.
Freak.
That's literally so insane. Like, people talk about how freak of an athlete Zach Harrison is. Like, Craig Young is freakier.
Yeah.
But all right, Zeke, before we get out of here. The rest of your dream class for this 2023 cycle, who would you add? Fill out your dream class.
Well, I think you got to get the two DNs. Okay. I think Mateo's in. I think you got to close. You're leading. You got to close with Damon Wilson. So you're, I think, 22 there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get D tackles. And this, you know,
who do you want? Who's available to even go get?
Jordan Hall. Okay. He's from Florida. He'll be here for the Michigan game unless he commits to Georgia beforehand. So that's the big issue. I really like him. 6'5", 315. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but very big, fast, strong guy. And I think that's what you fill in. And then
that puts you at 23.
So you got to get a linebacker. You got to get one more linebacker. That depth is going to be a problem. Like you said earlier, we're going to have possibly two guys go to the draft if everything goes well. And then you got to find another D lineman. There's that kid. He's a big, big guy, but he's, you know, predicted to go to Clemson right now. If he can,
are you talking about Peter Woods? Or are you talking about someone else?
Another guy, Caden McDonald.
Okay.
I really like him. He's on the, you know, two, he's a top 300 kid. I think he's a little bit overlooked. 6'3", 310, D tackle. Big guy, right?
That puts you at 24.
And then I think you got to find a way to get back into Tack Curtis. So you're at 25.
Okay. My dream class is a little bit different. I'm going to roll with Mateo and Wilson. I'll keep those two. I'll take Jordan Hall, Tekka Curtis, and then Damari Brown is the corner I want as opposed to another defensive
line. Beautiful. And they could finish at 26. You got to keep an option up for another offensive tackle.
Nope. Yeah, I agree. Just in case Bo Hewley is there. My guy, Locker Boys represent. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, brother. I love the show. Support it every day. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. We'll be touching base soon, man. Oh, hey, pop up at a Best Damn Spaces. Zeke is always in there dropping gems with Cam and our guy, Ron. And Flynet Q as well. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Obviously, the Thursday episode is available for everybody. Tuesday episode is just for the Patreon. We have football tonight, and boy, is a brother excited. I'll catch you guys on the show today at noon. But until then, be easy and be a menace.
Go Bucks.
Some people think they're God.
N-I-L.
You're going to see more transfers, more mistakes made in recruiting.
Big Chris Drew.
You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families.
Chris Drew, Daddy.
Let them be commit 100 times.
Texas A&M bought their players.
We bought every player on this group. When people show you who they are, believe it.
All the NIL did was made it legal for student athletes to get paid. Because this has been going on for the longest time. And then the really big school came in and built a damn house around the microwave and refrigerator.
They did.
A baseball card.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden, Coach Saban, Texas A&M, every guy they got. So you mean to tell me the man that signed more 5, 4, and 5-star recruits than everybody went there because they love Alabama.